Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
You know, fireworks kind of go with the 4th of July. They go with the summer. You hear them popping all around. And they're a great way to celebrate, but not necessarily a safe way to celebrate, and certainly not a great way to celebrate if you're doing them yourself. So we're talking about fireworks safety here right before the 4th of July. My guest is Dr. Deborah Mulligan. She's a pediatric emergency medicine physician and spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show. So Dr. Mulligan, you and I, we sort of do this fireworks thing every year. Mm-hmm. Tell the listeners your best advice about fireworks and why, as an emergency medicine physician, you don't want people doing their own fireworks.
Right, right. The big message is stay safe this 4th of July and leave fireworks to professionals. As you mentioned, I work in trauma centers, and I'll never forget one Independence Day not long ago when a bottle rocket, which is illegal in Florida, blew up in a 15-year-old's hands, and he was treated by us for the typical firecracker injuries. Sadly for him, that was everything. Second-degree burns to his face, neck, chest, hands. He lost two fingers and is blind now in his right eye. And that teen is emblematic for, you know, there's over 10,000 people treated in hospital emergency rooms across the country every year for fireworks. And those at greatest risk are going to be who you imagine, the kids 0 to 4 and the kids 10 to 14. So although fireworks are beautiful to watch, they can be extremely dangerous. And, you know, a good rule of thumb would be if it explodes or goes up in the air, it's illegal. So that would be firecrackers, ladyfingers, black cats, roaming candles, anything ejecting colorful plumes are also illegal.
Well, and so dangerous, and I myself, you know, when we're up where it is legal to have fireworks, we watch these shows, but we also see people have to run or literally jump in the lake because the fireworks explode sooner than they think, or they're mm-hmm. all running away, or they shoot sideways out. I mean, they're so unpredictable, and if one of those hits a child, it could start their clothes on fire, right?
Yeah, and, you know, an example of what you just said, these sparklers, for example, they seem like they're so much fun and they're pretty and they put them in the kids' hands. Even sparklers can be as hot as 1,800 degrees and burn skin or ignite clothing, as you say. I don't know if you recall, but not long ago there was a little girl who was in the national news because she got hit in the eye at a sports arena by literally a sparkler. And so to your good point, what do we want people to know? Just make the choice to protect you and your family from injuries with fireworks by what? Never allow young children to play with or ignite fireworks. Always have an adult supervised firework activities, even with tweens and teens. Leave the fireworks, the big ones, to the trained professionals. Make sure you and your kids and others watch firework displays from a safe distance. As you just said, people are jumping in lakes to get away because they were too close. And then, of course, call 911 immediately if something tragic should happen.
Well, now what about, you know, you say from a safe distance. What is a safe distance? These things fly a far way, and if you're too far away, then you don't get that sort of feeling of safety or, you know, that feeling of excitement. And, you know, but far away, when, you know, a couple of blocks, four houses. I mean, if your neighbors are doing it, are you allowed to, like, let your kids sanction them watching them? I mean, You don't say, well, he's not supposed to be doing that, so we're not, you know, I mean, you still enjoy them.
Yes, and I imagine it's just common sense. That, you know, there's always going to be a situation where you think you're at a safe distance. I'm recalling myself with my kids. We were at a 4th of July in beautiful Amelia Island, and the firefighters trucks were right there. But even being at a quote-unquote safe distance, there was hot residual, I guess, of little cinders coming from the fireworks hitting people below. So I think it's just common sense and doing the best you can and being aware of your surroundings and knowing what to do if something should go wrong.
What do you do if something should go wrong? Suppose you're there and your kids are watching the neighbors and something happens. Is this, I mean, generally emergent? Can you take care of it on the spot? What do you do?
Well, the typical injuries are going to be primarily burns. And so if you've taken bystander CPR, you would be familiar with how to manage a burn while you seek help. If it's not a bad burn, you could take the patient to or the victim to a nearby emergency department, and or if it's a real minor burn, you might call your physician or even use one of the virtual cares. If your physician's offices are closed on the 4th of July, there's always telemedicine. You can reach out and show someone the burn and find out what to do if you're not sure. But the best overall, no matter what, for any summertime problem, whether it's immersion, a drowning injury, or a fireworks injury, anything that can happen over the summer, it's best if you're prepared by having taken a bystander CPR course in advance of anything that could go wrong, and then you're prepared. You know what to do.
And, you know, I was reading in the fireworkssafety.org website that, that these illegal explosives are often packaged in brown paper. You know, they're not official. They're not. So that would signal even a bigger red flag that they're even more dangerous, you know. And I like that you mentioned sparklers, because as kids, Dr. Mulligan, we just, you know, you love to hold those sparklers. So mm-hmm. You don't even sanction those anymore, right? Or can adults hold those still, or do you just
adults
say don't
can,
even?
Adults can hold them and supervise, but certainly, you know, back in the day, they'd put them in the hands of these cute little toddlers who get all excited. Please do not do that, because as you're reminding us again, those can get extremely hot. And, you know, there's so many legal devices that can light up your holiday, whether it's the toy gun caps, the smoke bombs, the party poppers, snapper snakes, fountains. Those sorts of things are fun to watch. The cones and pinwheels are fun. They're all legal. But again, everything should be under adult supervision. Even the legal things can go wrong if not used properly.
In just a couple of minutes, give us your other best advice about 4th of July safety. The crowds, people are drinking, there's picnics, and there's food out, which may mean E. coli or salmonella. There's bugs. There's all kinds of things that go on that day.
What parties are you going to? Horrible.
Well, I mean, all of them, right? There's food out, and there's people drinking, and the weather's hot. And
Yes. Well, you know, fireworks is going to be one. Other types of fires are going to be barbecues, so be cautious about how you're using your barbecues. Again, about safe swimming. Someone, an adult, needs to be in charge of watching the kids in the pool. They cannot be drinking. They cannot be answering the phone. They have to stay within arm's reach of the children who are in the pool. And what makes it easiest in a busy, crowded environment, whether it's lakes, beach, or pool, is for that person to have something around their neck that everyone recognizes visually as them being the designated adult supervising. And, you know, we just want to be really careful in all areas, celebrating, having a good time, making sure that we prevent any untoward events as best we can. And if something should go awry, that we're prepared and educated and trained to take care of the situation immediately and reduce any kind of injury or harm that could come to those persons that we love so much.
Well, and I think the best really message that we can take from this, Dr. Mulligan, is common sense and keep a clear head, because at this holiday, people tend to go a little bit bonkers. It's the summer. You know, the weather is usually nice and warm. This isn't a religious holiday. It's independence. So people get excited, and there's, you know, a lot going on in the big cities and then parades and all of these things. So I think the best message here is to keep a clear head. Do not do fireworks unless you're a professional. Really steer clear of them. They're pretty sketchy, and you know, the odds of getting hurt are pretty high, and you've heard it from an emergency physician who sees this stuff every single year, every single year. So remember that this is important. Share this show with your friends. Let them hear the good advice that Dr. Deborah Mulligan gave, and be careful this 4th of July. We want you back to listen to more of our shows here at Radio MD, so we don't want you out getting hurt or anything of the like. So stay tuned, stay well. Thanks for listening. And, you know, this is Melanie Cole. So keep listening to Health Radio on Radio MD.